Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, have you ever been embarrassed by those messy, sticky, and embarrassing yellow cum stains on your bed sheets, dresses, and panties? Well, we have the answer for you. Come Out. This revolutionary new product will remove all those nasty stains created by oral sex. Just spray it on, rub it in, and put it in the washer. And little scrubbing bubbles will do the work for you. Plus, ladies, it even makes an excellent spermicide. So, ladies, look for the can with the bright pink top that looks like a penis. That's Come Out. Ask your friendly grocer for it by name. That's C-U-M Out.
Come Out. All right, so check it out. So, you know, we're in 2021. We're in the day and age where everybody on cryptocurrency or talking about crypto. Not even really talking about stocks no more because cryptocurrency is a fast way to invest instead of stocks. Stocks is long-term investing. Crypto is volatile, quick investment, meaning that you're going to take a dollar from anywhere from a dollar on up, you know what I'm saying, put it into a crypto, and I'm going to get into explaining what even a cryptocurrency is, what a coin is, and a couple other little terms that you always hear, but they kind of never put two and two together because it just simply doesn't apply to you. When it starts applying to you, that's when you know what I'm saying, everything starts tying together. So, this is just an article that I'm reading, just a random article I looked up. It's not from any special place. This is Get Your Jolo Coin Sunday, all right? So, Your Jolo Coin is a new cryptocurrency that's coming out. A friend of mine is actually developing the platform and the distribution and all that kind of stuff to get it live and ready to be invested in. It's similar to all these other names that you've been hearing, Shiba Coin, Doja Coin, Bitcoin. You know, it's in actuality, it's a coin for damn near everything. And Shiba just became available on a couple of different platforms, and I'll talk about different platforms in a second. So, first of all, what is crypto? Cryptocurrency, all right, and this is according to nerdwallet.com. This is where you get this information from, article titled, What is Cryptocurrency? Here's what you should know, all right? Cryptocurrency lets you buy goods and services or trade them for profit. That's boom. You know what I'm saying? Like a clear cut and dry of what it is. Okay, but this is the long, dirty version of it. Cryptocurrency is a form of payment that can be exchanged online for goods and services. Many companies have issued their own currencies, often called tokens, and these can be traded specifically for the good or service that the company provides. You can think of them as you would arcade tokens or casino chips, and you will need to exchange real currency for the cryptocurrency to access the good or service. Okay? Cryptocurrencies work using a technology called blockchain. Okay, everybody need to make sure you pay attention to blockchain and research blockchain. Blockchain. The decentralized technology spread across many computers that manages and records transactions. Part of the appeal of this technology is security. All right, so basically blockchain is a whole bunch of damn computers all ran in a series that are connected from each other, all sharing the same similar information, bouncing all that information off of each other in order to make sure that the information is correct, but they're decentralized and they're not part of like your bank systems, your banking systems and all that. They're not on that NFIC, I think that's the insured and all that type of stuff. They're not even backed by them because this is not dependent on any government. You know what I'm saying? Any government system. Simply depending on the users input that they putting into it. How many cryptocurrencies are there and what are they worth? There are more than 10,000 different cryptocurrencies traded publicly according to CoinMarketCap.com, which is a market research website. And cryptocurrencies continue to proliferate, raising money through initial coin offerings or ICOs. And the total value of all cryptocurrencies on August 18th, 2021 was more than $1.9 trillion fucking dollars. More than the goddamn United States so-called debt to other countries and shit. Down, which is down from its high in April of $2.2 trillion, according to the same website. And the total value of all bitcoins, the most popular digital currency, was paid at about $849 billion motherfucking dollars, regaining some ground from recent price lows, but still the market value of bitcoin is down from the high, April high of $1.2 trillion. All right, so they got a couple of people up at the top. I personally deal with Coinbase. I personally deal with Webull. And I personally deal with Robinhood, although I do not personally recommend Robinhood. It's been shenanigans from the first time I started dealing with them. Then they had the AMC, where, you know, if you all remember the meme stock little thing that, you know, where everybody was just advertising really heavy for the meme stocks, and then people was going and, you know, that's rightfully so. It's not even inside of trader info. If I have celebrity status enough, like Elon Musk and these other people was using their celebrity status just to say, hey, you know, go and buy dirt from Mexico because it's valuable and shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people might be like, oh, okay, well, shit, dirt is valuable. Elon said it. So let me go and buy some dirt, you know what I'm saying? And then people go and they do that. You know, if somebody else comes along and be like, man, that's some nice dirt. Where did you get that dirt from? I got it from Mexico. What? You went all the way to Mexico to get some dirt? Well, what's so special about the dirt? It's from Mexico, motherfucker. Mexican dirt. I don't fucking know. I mean, shit, I went to Mexico. Motherfucker told me if I go to Mexico and get this dirt, the motherfuckers will buy it. So here's Mexican dirt. All right, well, fuck it. Let me buy it. Just because it's from Mexico. And I ain't never been to Mexico, and I want to go to Mexico. You know what I'm saying? There you go. So, but you got Coinbase, Coin Mama. And according to this website, Coin Market Cap, the 10 largest trading cryptocurrencies by market capitalization are following. Victoria, how you doing? All right, so starting at the top, of course, the one that came out with all of the hype and all that was Bitcoin, currently sitting at $891.5 billion. Then you got Ethereum, $380.8 billion. Cardano, I'm gonna have to look that one up. But see, this is a good thing that you start reading these financial articles. You get into investing, you have to sit up here and become an investment nerd. Meaning, you have to go into these other different little, look up this information. You got to be typing in cryptocurrency. You need to, you know, type in blockchain. You need to type in all kind of financial information to tighten your knowledge up before you just start throwing your money into it. You can throw your money into it just like playing it at the casino, and you can go to the casino not knowing how to even what a slot machine is, put a quarter in the slot machine and actually win something out of it. That's a chance game. All of them are chance games. This is a larger chance game that you can actually take a chance and lose all your damn money if you don't know what you're doing. I just say it like that, if you don't know what you're doing, because honestly, there's no loss in it. But if you don't make the right investments and you try to take all your money out, that's where the loss comes in there. All right, so you had Cardano with $71.2 billion. Binance Coin, which is $69.5 billion. Tether, which is $68 billion. XRP, $47.5 billion. Solana, $45.6 billion. USD Coin, $31.7 billion. And anybody even didn't even, don't even know that the US dollar has a crypto coin backing it. USD. USD coin is a US dollar coin. It's a crypto coin. You know what I'm saying? So it's money that's invested off the janky ass American dollar, which ain't got no value anyways. But then you got Polkadot, $30.7 billion. And then Dogecoin, which is actually the newest coin on the list, at $28.2 billion. So, and that was current as of October 1st. All right, so let me take a quick little roll up, and then we're going to get into why they're so popular. All right, so today we're covering talking about a coin that you haven't heard yet, but it's coming. It's called your YOLO coin. It's Y-O-J-O-L-O. All right, Y-J-L-O. 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 We're not talking about, you know, why J-Lo don't want to talk to me? Why J-Lo don't, you know, not that J-Lo, you know what I'm saying? Oh, let me close this, give y'all some little scenery, you know what I'm saying? Take a look like I'm in the island somewhere. Don't let look all scenery in the background. Goddamn shower curtain. But anyway, give me 2 seconds. Yeah. And, go ahead and just jump into this. But let me quickly remind everybody, make sure you check me out on WDGE Radio, WDGERadio.com, all social media networks, DJ Smell So Good, Wrecking Game Entertainment, time DJ Party Time, and we stay out there on the grind all the time, rain and shine. And there it is, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real, keep it true. We bring the party together. All right, enough said. All right, so what are cryptocurrencies? Why, and we covered that. And now we're going to go into why they're so popular. And, of course, you've been, you know, I don't know where you've been at, that you haven't been hearing all the hype of what, you know, all these crazy names coming out. Dogecoin, Bitcoin, this coin, that coin. Everybody got a coin. And, but now you don't hear any information about it. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to be like, well, damn, I just heard Elon Musk was spraying this, and this person and that person was saying it's going to the moon, and it's going to the moon again, and all this kind of hype talk. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you start getting into what they was start classifying as meme coins, you know what I'm saying? Like they only did that to make it sound like it's an illegitimate coin, you know what I'm saying? It's an actual real good coin, but they try to make it seem like it's an illegitimate coin, so that's why they want to sit up here and talk about, anytime you hear them talk about meme stocks, like AMC, GME, all them stocks, you know what I'm saying? As-salamu alaykum, habibi. But don't be paying attention to that, because all those stocks they are investing in. You know what I'm saying? If they talking about it, believe me, they got their money into it. And if they talking negative about it, that's only because they trying to fool you. You know what I'm saying? And to holding off on investing so they can go ahead and buy a couple of billion or trillion dollars of it and then go and start spraying all the shenanigans. Oh, the coin, it's the greatest coin. It's the new thing. It's taking over the internet. It's, oh, yeah, all right. It's 10,000 different coins out there. You know what I'm saying? And but you still got to know, you know, how to invest in them. You know, you just can't go just because you see something that seems like it's rapidly moving and then go and throw your money in there and then forget about it and be like, oh, it's just been a go. I ain't going to never stop. You won't come back to no money. Or you just come back to all that stuff, everything that you've seen in the green, you're going to come back to it in the red. So that means all your profit that you made, you know what I'm saying, is currently in the red. And you got no profit, and you currently your money is being put at a deficit, you know what I'm saying? So, cryptocurrencies appeal to their supporters for a variety of reasons. And this is some of the reasons, again, that's listed from NerdWallet.com. I'm just reading a little article on NerdWallet.com. Cryptocurrencies supporters, such as Bitcoin, see Bitcoin as a currency of the future and are racing to buy them now, presumably before they become more valuable. Some supporters like the fact that cryptocurrency removes central banks from managing the money supply, which is perfect, because that's what they are doing. They're managing your money, putting it into a virtual cryptocurrency, letting the value fluctuate, and then taking the residual income off of it, and then trickle down the rest of what they want to give you and put it into your bank account. Since over time, these banks tend to reduce the value of money via inflation. Other supporters like the technology behind cryptocurrency, the blockchain, because it's a decentralized processing and recording system and can be more secure than traditional payment systems. And some speculators like cryptocurrencies because they're going up in value and have no interest in the currency's long-term acceptance as a way to move money, which is what would be in case of a stock, you know what I'm saying, like Sundial stock. So are cryptocurrencies a good investment? They answering all the they trying to get all the questions answered for y'all, and I'm gonna show enough give you some replies right now. I'm not finna try to upsell you anything but my website, wdgeradio.com. Make sure you go and check out my website. Sign up, please. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Also, check out my book. Let me take time to advertise my book. Got a book on Amazon.com called The Pokey, a jailhouse memoir. I also got a new book called Passion on Paper. It's coming out. It's a collection of poetry and inspirational quotes. So I got that coming out in collaboration with a friend of mine that I'm actually waiting on his wife to send me a couple of pieces of his work so I can put them into the book and then actually get the book up for publishing and printing and get it started. So, yeah. All right. So our cryptocurrencies, a good investment, and I've had people ask me this, and me personally, like I matter of fact, I just had this conversation today with my homeboy Eagle Eye. Shouts out to Eagle Eye. Just had this conversation. I'm like, because he's very skeptical about it, and you know you should be. It's something that you don't know, have absolutely no idea about. You damn sure better be skeptical about it. You shouldn't be green. You shouldn't be going into it thinking that you got all the answers and you know, oh, I know what's going on because I've seen it on TV. All right, you're going to see your money, you know what I'm saying, quickly get taken away. It's not that type of game that even if you just had a bunch of money that you would just want to come in and dump it into any currency point blank period without education. You know what I'm saying? This is not one of those, just because you got money, you can come in, like I say, and just dump a bunch of money into one of them. And thinking that you're going to see a whole bunch of profit rise. You might see profit rise right then and there just because you put the money in right then and there, and then it's going up. But once it goes down, you're not sitting up there actively monitoring it, then, yeah, you finna sit up there and lose some money fast, you know, and you're going to lose large amounts of money fast, all right? And that's one thing about crypto. It likes to take large amounts of money fast. If you put a dollar into it, it ain't gonna really, you ain't care nothing about that dollar. You can put a dollar in it all day. What you can do, smart investment, you know what I'm saying? because you can, and I'm gonna talk about that doubling down and all that stuff in a minute. But that's the easy way to do it. But if you start putting big dollars in it, you have to understand the bigger the gain, the bigger the loss. And the bigger the investment, the bigger the loss, or the bigger the gain, either one. This is catch-22. All right, but cryptocurrencies may go up in value, but many investors see them as mere speculations and not real investments, which, that's the fucking lie. These people know goddamn well, all right? They know goddamn well this shit is $1.9 trillion is not a fucking speculation. It's not no overnight happenstance. It's not no, oh, this is just ride the wave while it's getting as good. None of these old bum-ass little statements that they want to try to throw out there and deter people. Like, oh, I don't think you, because they ass is investing in it. Why they telling you don't invest in it? They investing in it, and then they're going to tell you again. They're going to turn around and then after they done got all the money invested in it, then they're going to sit up there and start telling you, you know, oh, it ain't good or it's good or whatever. So then that way they can start buying and selling it. You know what I'm saying? And they can start making their money. They're going to sell it. You know, put all the little, Elon says it's going to the moon. It's going to the moon. By this time, they done sold their shit, though. And now they watching all y'all thinking that it's going to the moon, all y'all putting all y'all money in that bitch finna drop, boom, it's finna smash all the way down. And then that's what they waiting for, the down. They already sold, they already made their money initially. They might even take a little bit of loss to sell it real quick. Because they know when they put out these little fake campaigns and people start, you know, panic buying and panic selling, they finna make money, you know what I'm saying? They making money, sitting right there off of people's feelings. Like my dog FMG, shout out to FMG, you know what I'm saying? My dog King of God, who got me into cryptocurrency, you know what I'm saying? Who got me interested in investing periods, you know, and early on, you know, it took me that one time. Everybody got to go through it if you, you know what I'm saying, thinking that you doing something right. And you're not. You're actually not. But I lost money, you know what I'm saying, initially, because he said, you know, do not invest emotionally. Keep your emotions out of investing. That is the most important thing anybody needs to know. Keep your feelings out of investments. Any investments. Keep your feelings. It's business. It's not personal. So don't get personal with your business. You know, keep it separate. And I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here thinking like it's my money. It wasn't even my money. And I only say that because once you start investing and you put your first whatever key initial money into whatever platform, they don't tell you this. But every platform, you still have to wait, at least in the United States of America, you have to wait 12 months. You have to wait 365 days, 1 year, before you can actually cash any of that money out. Tax-free, penalty-free, I mean. Not tax-free, but just penalty-free, because you still going to have to pay taxes on it. But most people don't be understanding that when they get into these cryptocurrencies, their tax brackets can change overnight. You could have went from not making any money to making $15,000 overnight. Now, if you go to try to take that money out, say you're going to cash out that $15,000, well, you're in a $15,000 tax bracket right now. So you owe for that $15,000. You owe whatever. If it's 10%, then that means $1,500 out of that $15,000. Now, you go on and take that $15,000 and go and do whatever, something stupid with it, and you only left with $1,000. You still owe $1,500 off of all that money. You still owe, you know. And some people don't put them two and two together. So it takes a whole at least 1 year of investment. Diego Mata in the building, in the barrio, in la casa. Bueno y de madera, como vos. Talking crypto, man. I'm talking crypto. Well, how the hell I can say it in? Let me Google Translate. Hold on. Google Translate. There we go. Let's see. Crypto Moeda. Is that right? Crypto Moeda. Right? Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Can you see that? Cryptocurrency, that's what I'm talking about, though. You know, Bitcoin, all these coins. I ain't even watching football, man. I know the damn football, and I ain't watching no football. Fuck football. I ain't watching it. You know, your favorite team winning, though? The Bucks winning? Your favorite team? Hey, y'all, Diego is the number one Bucks fan, all the way from Brazil. Number one Bucks fan, numero uno, favorito el fano of De Buckle. That's just how Portuguese like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to football, man. Nah, I ain't watching no football. No football. Hey, you, they suck it, man. Fuck the Bucks. Hey, you in cryptocurrency? You invest, you got any crypto? You got any of this? You do this? You do any crypto? Investing? You investing in any coins or cryptocurrency? Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about today, cryptocurrency. Give a little class, little education on it. You know what I'm saying? Let me put my phone up so the shit goes dead. And y'all be like cursing me out. Like, what the hell are you doing? Crypto Moeda. Crypto Moeda. Losing my religion. All right. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. Let's get back into it. Shout out to Brazil. Viva la Brazil. In la building, in la casa, in la barrio, in la all that shit. Yeah. All right, let me find my article. Let me get back to my article and shit. Tom Brady sent Bucks players to Texas after loss to Rams. You suck. Yeah. All right. Well, I got to switch up my damn because I lost my article. And then I only like this article. It's talking about over 1,600 of them. This is over fucking 10,000. Didn't I just read that to y'all? Alright, let's go back. Where I was at? Nerd Wallet? Oh, okay, yeah. You on crypto? Yeah. Yeah. Nerd Wallet. There we go. I mean, okay, you know you know coins? Yeah, coins. You invest? You invest? You got money? Mm-hmm. Trying to see if my dog invest, you know what I'm saying? One second. Let's look up my translator. Oh, you say no. You don't turn. Okay. Man, you got to put $10 in it, man. You got to get on it, man. You got to take that chance, y'all. Y'all got to take the chance, man. All right, we're going to finish up right here on Nerd Wallet, okay? All right, so we already covered what is a crypto, how many cryptocurrencies there are, and what they work. There's really no such thing as the best cryptocurrencies. Alright, because all cryptocurrencies, some of them are new, some, you know what I'm saying, this is all a new market. So right now it might seem what's the best because Bitcoin has the most attention because, you know what I'm saying, they put the more advertisement campaigns and stuff behind it. But with those 10,000 different currencies that are out there to invest in, including what they don't even tell you, investing your money overseas in cryptocurrency. Like Akon, the rapper, you know what I'm saying? He got a coin called Afcoin, which is the African Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? So you can have your money all the way in Africa and be investing, you know what I'm saying? Instead of be dealing with the games of over here in America. And I believe they got a little scheme set up with this cryptocurrency shit because they be manipulating. They be playing with the app too much. The apps be freezing up. You can't access your money. You can't invest money. You can't take money out. What the fuck kind of game is that? You know what I'm saying? Somebody playing games, and I don't like people playing games with my money. That's bullshit. But, okay, so, where we going? All right, so are cryptocurrencies a good investment? Cryptocurrencies may go up in value, but many investors see them as mere speculation, not real investments. The reason why, just like real currencies, cryptocurrencies generate no cash flow. So for you to profit, someone has to pay more for the currency than you did, which is, duh, when you coming in, you are buying it at a higher price than what somebody bought it at. Whatever low price they bought it at. I bought into Dogecoin at 37 cents. Most people are trying to buy in it at now, you know, as it goes up to 53 cents. Oh, translate. Oh, hell no. Nah. Too much to translate, goddammit. El too macho. I ain't translating all that, man. I'm going to need a translator, man. You have to run the show back. Replay and El Translato. I'm saying, man, you need to read. Go ahead and read. Nerd Wallet. Nah, I type that in. Nerd Wallet. .com. Go and check this out, man. Go and read this. Let me see. Nerd Wallet. .com. Oh, hey. Test some shit up in this motherfucker. There you go. Check that out. God damn it. Ah. Fuck. She dropped everywhere. I don't know what the fuck just happened. Yeah, my bad. I lost my motherfucking everything. Right. I broke every motherfucking thing. God dang. Shit's old Chuck, what's up, man? What the fuck picture you got, man? Hold up. up with the shit all the time, man. Who the fuck is that bitch? Who the hell's that in the picture? That bitch look like motherfucking Charles Manson, old lady and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I used to date Charles back in the day. He was the best lover. He was the fucking best.
Man, if that's your girl, goddamn, Chuck, man, I mean, bro. Bro, I mean, she look like she ain't part of it. She from the, she a member of the goddamn Insane Clown Posse. You know what I'm saying? And she ain't even no band member. She's just fucking, she's just a fucking insane clown and shit. That bitch is not goddamn, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. You know, Diego, things change on this app, man. You know what I'm saying? People change. And people change because they want to change. You feel me? Not necessarily because they have to. But sometimes some people change for the better and need to. And some people just, you know what I'm saying, just stay themselves and don't want to change. And it's up to you to move on, you know what I'm saying, in order to keep being a stronger person. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really want to go into it, but I mean, at this moment, we ain't in communication. You know what I'm saying? She's still a great person. But right now, I need energy in my circle. You know what I'm saying? I need people that have a don't quit attitude. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I need in my life right now. Don't quit. You know, I don't want to give a damn. Go and get stuff. You got to keep going harder and stronger. You know what I'm saying? Because that's when you know that when it gets hard. That's when you know what I'm saying, that it's something good is gonna come out of it. Because you started the process. So now that you getting into a point that you know that it's hard, well then hell, the only thing you gotta do now is figure out how to make it easy on yourself and then get through it and you'll be good, you know? But some people just think of things as it's hard. And because it's hard, I don't want to do nothing hard in life. And because of that, people will always fail in life. You know what I'm saying? They'll never go anywhere. Always scared. Can't never be scared of life. You got to live life, man. Life ain't scared of you. You know what I'm saying? Life goes. Life rises in the morning and goes at night. You know what I'm saying? Still go around. Hey, thank you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? L-A-B-C-5. No. What is it? Obrigado y felicita. Yeah. Por la. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, good night, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me do something here real quick, y'all. Man, I didn't mean to go here. I'm supposed to lay his hell back so down. Al Bonini. Al Bonini. Let's see. A mandolin. We play with the mandolin. Chuck, what you got going on tonight, though, bro? What's Papa like? All right, so let's get into Are cryptos, cryptocurrencies a good investment? Once again, listening to, he spit this back on me. Wrecking the Game Radio, broadcasting live, WDGE Radio, Wrecking the Game Radio. Straight out of 813 and all kind of places around the world, and I do mean the world. Because, again, you know, we're on all major platforms, Spotify, TuneIn. I mean, we on everything we get in on. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all look out for Starship Smell It Prize 3013. That's the name of the show. It's Starship Smell It Prize 3013. And, yeah, we hold it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm also on my page. You on my page. Got a whole bunch of episodes on there. And all kind of good stuff. So. Alright, well, here we go. Cryptocurrency is a good investment. Alright, cryptocurrencies, again, may go up in value, but many investors see them as a mere speculation and not real investment. Alright, so, the greater fool theory of investment means, and this is the translation, so when somebody has to, in order for you to profit, somebody has to pay more for the currency than you did. Which, I mean, in order for you to know the world, I mean, that's kind of an anodyne statement for this to say. That's what's called the greater fool theory of investment, because that makes no sense. In order for me to get the fucking apples to you to consume, and you ain't got a car, horse, cattle, or any kind of way to get these goddamn apples. And I got a horse, a car, tractor, and everything to get these motherfucking apples to you. It cost me money to buy the equipment and manpower and everything that it takes for me to go and pick them fucking apples just to get them apples brought to you. So therefore, when I'm bringing them apples to you, yeah, you're going to pay a fucking higher price than what the fuck I paid when I picked them motherfucking apples. You know what I'm saying? That just makes fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? So that's not the greater fool. You know, let's just call it, that's just making the goddamn world go around. You know? Man, I don't know, man. You disturbed me with that goddamn picture, man. That's a fucked up. That's a fucked up picture. I'm sorry. God damn, what the hell is going on? Oh, I can't see it. No? I'm saying, who the chick is, though?
That's
the
matter.
That's a dude?
Yeah.
Damn, he look fucked up. Damn. That dude look fucked up, man. Yeah, man. Well, I know you know about crypto, but you ain't invested in it, obviously. You ain't got cash out, dude.
Oh, me? Yeah, now I got one. I had to make myself another one because my old one expired.
Expired?
Yeah, I had to make another one. But I got one.
Yeah, well, so you know you can invest in crypto on it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, buy you some Bitcoin, I tell people buy $1 worth of Bitcoin. Anytime you're going to invest in crypto, buy $1, $1. Don't be talking about those $10, $100 and all that. $1, because then you can see the amount of just, if that stock or that crypto actually makes a gain, and then how long it actually takes to make a gain, and then how long it takes for that bitch going to crash and take all your goddamn money. You watch out, so you can see off of a dollar, you know what I'm saying? If it starts taking the dollar off top, well, fuck it, it was only a dollar, but then you know that ain't the crypto to be fucking with right now, you know what I'm saying? But if you put that dollar in there and that bitch drop, you know, a couple of cents, and then shoot way the fuck back up, well, then you know that's a good investment to probably go ahead and throw $10 in, you know what I'm saying? And then watch that. Yeah. And watch the money go up. People be getting into it just like me. I mean, I got into it, you know, on the hype of Bitcoin was at 59,000 and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, I gotta fucking invest. I need to get me some Bitcoin, and then fucking went and got the shit in at 59,000. That bitch dropped all the way to 39,000. Like, God damn.
Damn, that's crazy.
What the fuck? Bitcoin hit 60K. I was there when that bitch hit 60,000, and that motherfucker dropped all the way to 39,000.
Damn, I can imagine.
So you think about everybody who had their money into that motherfucker, how much money was, I ain't gonna say lost, but just temporarily lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers took all your goddamn money and they reinvested in that shit into something else before they give it back to you. That's the same thing that's going on with the crypto market. They take your money, invest your money into something, into a whole other crypto or stock or something that they ain't telling you about. And running that motherfucker up, you know what I'm saying? Just like these people been doing with the AMC stock and the game, GME shit, GameStop and the movie theater stock. You know what I'm saying? When they all, oh, it's going up, it's going to the moon. Oh, buy, buy, buy. And then all these motherfuckers bought in, and then a lot of people lost their damn money because it was new people who didn't know what the fuck they was doing and put their money in there. And thought that shit was just going to keep going up, up, up. And that bitch went up for like 2 days and then, woo! That bitch jumped out the window on their motherfucking ass. Like, you bitch too? Fuck the game, man. This is not the way to play this game. You know what I'm saying? And it's a game. You got to understand it's a game, too. It's still a game. All this shit. All shit is a game. You be getting in with it. You're getting in with their feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting mad. You can't get mad at this shit. It's, at the end of the day, too, it's only money. It's money. So if you put it into this, it's just like you going to buy a scratch-off lottery card. You sit there with 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 numbers of on the TV. So you can win something off of that dollar investment, like $10, $100, whatever. It's the same shit. What the motherfucker is there? It's the same goddamn matter. I can't do that. Why? You go out and fucking scrap off every day. Ain't with nothing. Shit, man. That's some shit that you don't have a goddamn nothing back off of. Who the fuck do that? Nah, I don't take chances. Invest my own money. You know what I'm saying? My own money. And at least I know. You know what I'm saying? At least I know. I know that. I know the shit they want, right? So fuck, I take money out of this. You know what I'm saying? You got that option. And ain't nobody else got that option. You got that option. So, I'm like, you got no fucking option, man. And then sometimes banks are penalized to take your money out, you know what I'm saying? Or put a whole lot of your money in. You know, penalties and all that kind of stupid shit. You know, there's just a lot of shit to go along with. I feel like you block me or something. My other account, it say Munch Forever. I'm trying to follow you. It say you, it's been blocked.
I love you. Oh.
I'm just saying, that's what it's saying. I was trying to follow you.
That's weird. I don't know why.
I can send gifts to you, though. That's weird.
Yeah, because I've been following on your accounts. Because I used to have more than one account.
Yeah, that's crazy. I ain't never seen that before, though. This time around, you came to...
Yeah, that's what, I don't know. Maybe
life will
be acting up.
Well, I always know that. This motherfucker been acting up for ever in the day. I mean, I don't know why the hell it is. Anyways, I can't go there with
Some of these major banks now, you can't go into no fucking
my damn federal credit union and shit and do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to find a place that allows you to buy them damn safety deposit boxes just to store your fucking goods. You know what I'm saying? In they into they little boxes and shit to keep your shit for safekeeping. So I shouldn't be, you know, keep damn debunking what the hell these motherfuckers saying, but the shit they saying really just don't make sense compared to real life shit. All right, so, but they contrast that to a well-managed business, which increases its value over time by growing the profitability and cash flow of the operation. So for those who see cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin as the currency of the future, it should be noted that a currency needs stability. Wait a minute. Then what did that just say? For those who see cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin as the currency of the future, it should be noted that a currency needs stability. Now, I can show you a coin, and this is, you can trade this on any coin, all right? And that's the U.S., do you know that the U.S. dollar, U.S. dollar has a fucking Bitcoin? Ask yourself, why the fuck would the dollar, the U.S. dollar, be invested into a Bitcoin? Huh? When the American dollar, everybody knows for facts, it has nothing to back it up to give it stability. And that's why the fucking market, and they always talk about, you know, the American dollar is finna crash and go out, and they saying all this whole stupid shit because they want to try to push people over to this fake cryptocurrency, which is all fake at the end of the day. Who cares? It's all fake at the end of the day.
No.
It's all fake at the end of the day. So just choose your game wisely when you get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So some notable voices in the investment community have advised would-be investors to steer clear of them. Of particular note, legendary investor. Now, why the fuck are investors not to invest, all right? They made their money, but then they turn around, I don't think you really need to fuck with it, though. I mean, I made some money, but I don't think you make the fuck out of here. Is Warren Buffett, the billionaire dude, who compared Bitcoin to paper checks. It's a very effective way of transmitting money, and you can do it anonymously and all that. But a check is a way of transmitting money. Okay, about to wrap the show up. And are checks worth a lot of money? And just because they transmit money. Well, I mean, fucking right, check's gonna be worth, you give me $1 million check, as long as I can go and cash that bitch some motherfucking way, I think that bitch worth a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So fuck. So, right. But see, this is the two motherfucking Warren Buffett that's sitting up there telling you don't invest, and then you got Elon Musk that's telling you to go out there and invest. Why the hell are you two motherfuckers that's already got money telling broke motherfuckers or not to invest? You see what I'm saying? That's what you got to pay attention to. Wrapping this up on Record and Game Radio, check us out, WDGRadio.com. Captain Smell so good. Thank you. End this program real quick. Over here.